Banks and other companies and groups could take advantage soon of a new way to attract attention online. The organization that governs the names of websites is rolling out some big changes. The Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, or ICANN, announced in Singapore yesterday that it will allow virtually any word in any language to be used at the end of Internet addresses. As NPR's Nina Gregory reports, this may mean a move from the .com era to the .everything era.
There are currently 23 possible endings for a web address, the ubiquitous .com, .gov, .edu, and of course, .org, and ICANN's new ruling may change all of that.
It's the most significant change to the Internet, really, since it was created.
That's Peter Dengate Thrush. He's the chairman of ICANN's board of directors.
The theory is that, or the hope is, that this is going to lead to innovation in ways we can't imagine.
The way it works is that organizations will pay $185,000 to apply for what is called a top-level domain name, as in .com or .org are used now. So in about a year and a half, you might see .starbucks or .nike. Dengate Thrush explains the fee.
Not the price of a domain name. This is to create a registry that will compete with .com, for example. Now, to build a registry that can sell and manage millions and even hundreds of millions of domain names, you're talking a reasonably serious business investment.
The former and founding chair of the ICANN board is Esther Dyson. She does not see the value in this new naming system.
I'm not a big fan of this. I think it's kind of a useless market. And if I had $185,000, I'd spend it on something else.
Dyson says a new naming system is unnecessary, and especially at this price.
There's really no need for it, and it costs a lot. And nobody's creating new value here. They're just selling words. The trademark system is good enough.
Jeff Ernst is a principal analyst at Forrester Research and an expert in marketing strategy. He says the biggest brands are already looking to invest in new dot names.
Just about any big brand company wants to have as much control over their web presence as they can. And this gives them a way to do it without yielding to the .com primary.
What this means is that big brands see big opportunities. He gives an example of what a company like Canon could do. In addition to acquiring what are called generic domain names like .camera, Canon could create photo sharing websites all grouped within the .canon or .camera domains.
So not only is Canon now going to be .canon, but Canon can now issue secondary domains to every one of its camera owners. And what they might very well do is embed a chip in their cameras that link that camera owner to their ID so that as they're taking photos, they could just be automatically uploading photos to a photo sharing site. I mean, that's just one possibility.
Canon.com works fine as far as I'm concerned.
Again, Esther Dyson. She says this is an expensive solution for the wrong problem.
The real issue isn't even .com versus .camera. In the long run, it's let's use Google.
The current chairman of the board of ICANN insists what's best for consumers is choice. And ultimately, there's no better way to see what consumers really want than by putting it up for sale. Nina Gregory, NPR News.